Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ron Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Hall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Tom Hall. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Pafletic. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Cardenas reaches third base with a triple. Tovar goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pafletic scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to third. Melton moves to second. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Melton scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Tyskinski pinch hits for Tom Hall. Tom Tyskinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyskinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Woodson now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cardenas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pafletic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-1 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Woodson moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May throws the ball into Alomar, who tags Cardenas, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Woodson scores. Tovar moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafletic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio throws to second for one, and Alomar throws to first, and Pafletic drops the ball. Allison moves to second. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 2 in the game. Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Dick Woodson. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Allison reaches second base with a double. Oliva moves to third. Bob Locker now pitching. Greg Nettles pinch hits for George Mitterwald. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-3 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew pinch hits for Ron Clark. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May throws the ball into Alomar, who tags Carew, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Nettles now playing left field. John Roseborough now catching. Rod Carew now playing second base. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pafletic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-4 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Dwayne Josephson. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward pinch hits for Ken Berry. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Walt Williams pinch hits for Pete Ward. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Williams moves to second. It's Twins, 5, White Sox, 5. Woody Held pinch hits for Bob Locker. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roseborough for a passed ball. Williams moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is walked intentionally. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Hansen moves to third. Held moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.